All right, so also we left off, well, we're going to pick up, I should say, we left off on the, somewhere in the top, Nun Vav Amud Aleph, but we're going to pick up on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. So if you remember again, so now we're still in the midst of the Sugya on dreams. Thank you, sir. Still in the midst of the Sugya on dreams. So the Gemara says the following. Haroel Huna Bechav. If somebody sees Huna, now we'll discuss what this means in just a moment, but if someone sees Huna in his dream, Na'aselonis. That is a sign. That is a sign that he's going to see a miracle. Rashi points out over here, nun kineged nun. We could go in shira Hashem kasuv. So okay, we'll say it now because Rashi just said it. The situation over here is the Mishnah is going to talk about. The Gemara is going to talk about certain things that you actually see the word spelled out in your dream. So if you see the name Huna spelled out in your dream, the nun in Huna represents nes. Represents that a miracle is going to happen. Chanina. Nasulonis. Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan, Nisi, Nisin, Nasulo. If you see Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan, so what's the chap over there? Two nuns, right? Multiple nuns, then Nisin, right? Then Nisin, Nisin, then Nisin, Nisin. You're going to see a lot of miracles for you, okay? Two nuns, double nun at the end. Double nun. So the Gemara says, Haroa Hespeid Becholom, right? If someone sees a eulogy, in their dream, min hashamayim chasu alav upidauhu. So if you see a eulogy, now both sides, the Gemara doesn't say that it's a eulogy about yourself, but you see a eulogy being delivered in your dream, that's a sign that you have been spared from shamayim. It's almost a sign that perhaps there should have been a eulogy about you, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has spared you. V'hani mili b'kisva. And all of these that we just said before are all assuming that you see this in writing. So what does that mean? That in your dream, you see these names. Or in your dream, you see the word hespit. Then that's what these meanings of these dreams are. Behind me, because ha'ona yehei shmei rabba. I'm sorry. Okay. Ha'ona. Ha'oni Yehesh Mei Rabba Mavorach, if one answers Yehesh Mei Rabba Mavorach in their dream, Muftach lo shehu ben ha'olam habo, then it's certainly he's going to the world to come. It's like, that's into it. If you're dreaming about the Yehesh Mei Rabba, you are in good shape. Hakori Kriya Shema, if someone sees himself saying Shema in their dream, Ro'i Shetishra Alav Shechina, it's a sign that the Shechina should really rest itself upon him, Ela She'im Doro Zakai Lekach, but his generation is not deserving of it. Hamaniach tefillin b'cholom. If someone puts on tefillin in their dream, yitzap l'gdula. A person should await greatness. Shene emar v'ro'o kol amei ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecho. So here the pasuk says in Devarim that the nations of the world will see that the name of God is upon you. So the way that the Gemara darshins this pasuk is that it's referring to tefillin shel rosh. So if someone goes ahead and dreams about wearing tefillin, it's a sign that greatness awaits them. But Tanya Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol says, Elu tefillin shel rosh. This refers to the tefillin shel rosh. Ha'mispalel b'cholom. If somebody davens in their dream, simin yofelo. This is a good sign. V'hani mili delo siye. But this is only true as long as what? They did not go ahead and finish the tefillah. Look at Rashi, the losiyim. Sheneor mishenazo kodem shenestalik. That a person woke up before the tefillah finished. Simenhu shusamach etzla kodesh baruch hu. This is a sign that the person is close to God. I guess the idea is if you were to go ahead and finish the tefillah in your dream, there would be a sign that the relationship has concluded. Habo al imo b'cholom. Well, so the next couple of ones are interesting. So a person has a dream about having relations with his mother. Yitzap elabina. A person should go ahead and expect understanding. Shene emar ki em labina tikra. So over here he quotes the pasuk from Mishlei, because interestingly enough, that is actually ki im labina, but the Gemara makes the drasha of ki im labina. The mother is always referred to as understanding. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov discusses this idea also by the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, where he says, Shalech Deshalech Esaim, that's Abanam Tikach Lach. Rabbi Nachman says that sometimes in life it's not about thinking things out, but sometimes in life it's just about doing. Sometimes you have to send away the aim. I just do what needs to be done. Okay, so the point over here is he says that the aim, the mother, represents Bina. If a person has a dream and he has relations with a woman who's betrothed to another, yitzapeh l'Torah, he should expect to become great in Torah. Shne'emar, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, morasha kihilas Yaakov. Atikri morasha ela mi'urasa. Don't read it as morasha, inheritance, but rather read it as mi'urasa, betrothed. Habo ala choso, if someone has relations with his sister in a dream, yitzapeh l'chachma, he should go ahead and await wisdom. Shne'emar, emor l'chachma achosi at. Tell wisdom that she is my sister. Habo al ishes ish b'cholom, if someone has relations with another man's wife in his dream, muftach lo shehu ben ha'olam habo, that is a sign that he has a portion in the world to come. Now, how does the other ones kind of related to each other? How does this one relate? If you look at Rashi, Rashi points out over here, v'notel chelko v'chilek chaveiro. The idea is that just like another man's wife belongs to him, so if one has this dream, it means that he's going to have olam haba and not just his portion, but it's going to have other portions as well. So the Gemara says, but all of these things is hanimili dilo yadala. In all of these situations, specifically this last one, is where you don't know the woman you are dreaming about. Because obviously, if you know the woman that you're dreaming about, that's don't expect anything except except punishments for a hurray roy, right? No, just the last one. Just the last one. The Ashes Ish part. Velohir Bama Arta. And furthermore, it can't be talking about a woman, right? The last part, the Ashes Ish part, that you went ahead and you did and you thought about that evening. That goes back to what the Gemara said before, that if you were thinking about something over the course of the day, or here the Gemara says specifically at night, then obviously that's something normal that you dream about. So assuming that A, you don't know the woman who you're dreaming about, just in the dream it's clear that she's a married woman, and you did not think about this particular person before he went to sleep, that's when the dream portends some type of future blessing. Amar Abchia bar Abba, haroe chitim b'chalom, if somebody sees wheat in their dreams, ra'a shalom, that is a sign that they're going to experience shalom. Shene emar, because the pasuk says, hasam givuleich shalom, chelev chitim yasbi'eich. Haroe sa'orim b'chalom, if somebody sees barley in their dream, soru avonosav, it means that they're sins are going to simply go away. Shin emar, v'sar avonosecha v'chatosecha t'chupar. It's interesting enough, so it's a little bit of a play on words over here, that v'sar avonecha sounds like so'or. Okay. Amra vizera, ana lo salki mi bavel eretz Yisrael, ad dechazoi sa'ari b'chamlo. B'chamlo, excuse me. So Rabbi Zera said, I would not leave from Babel to Eretz Yisrael until I saw barley in my dream. So he felt that seeing, having a dream about barley was a sign that in Eretz Hashem things are going to be okay. Haroa gefen te'una b'chalom, if somebody sees a vine that's filled with grapes in their dream, then ein ishtoma peles nefalon, this is a sign that one's wife won't miscarry. Shne'emar eshtecha ki gefen poria. Soreka, if one sees a branch, yitzapel Mashiach, then one should go ahead and await the coming of Mashiach. Shne'emar, osri legefen iro, ulusoreka b'niya sono. So of course this is the pasuk in Vayichi where Yaakov Avinu is speaking to Yehuda, and he says to Yehuda that he's extolling the fact that Yehuda will have incredible, incredible bracha. Haroa te'ino b'chalom, if somebody sees a fig in their dream, toraso mishtameres b'kirbo, that is a sign that their Torah will be, literally mishtameres, will be safeguarded within them. Shene emar, notzar te'ino yochel pirio. Haroa rimonim b'chalom, if someone sees a pomegranate in their dream, so zutri pari aske kirimona, if they see small pomegranates, right, that's a sign that their business will flourish like a rimon. Ravrivi, if they see large pomegranates, Rabbi iske kirimona, then their business will multiply greatly like pomegranates. Palgi, if you see a half a pomegranate, then im tamut chachamu, if a person is a tamut chacham, yitzapel Torah, a person should wait for greatness in Torah. Shne emar, because over here now the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Shir HaShirim, eshkicha miyayin harekach me'asim rimoni. And if he's in Amaretz, yitzap lemitzos. He should expect that mitzos. Shine emar kepelach rimon rakasecha. So this, of course, also is the famous idea. Kepelach rimon rakasecha. My rakasecha. What does it mean, rakasecha? Afilu reikonin shebecha. Even the empty ones among you, meleim mitzvos kerimon, are filled with mitzvos like the pits in a rimon. Haroa zeisim b'cholom. If someone sees olives in a dream, zutri pari v'rav rivi. If they are small olives, it shows that a person is going to be fruitful. Pari v'ravi v'kai iske, that ultimately one's business is going to be successful, kizesim, like olives. V'hani mili pri, that's only if you saw the actual olive. Aval ilone, but if you see the olive tree, havi le bonim merubin, that's a sign that a person is going to have many children. Shene emarka, as the pasuk says, bonecha kishesile zesim. Ikeda Amri, there are those who say, Haroa Zayis Becholom Shem Tov Yotzelo, that if one sees an olive in a dream, that's a sign that they're going to have a good name. A good name is going to issue forth about them. Shene Amar, Zayis Ra'anon Yefe Pritoar. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says like this. I'm sorry, Zayis Ra'anon Yefe Pritoar, Kora Hashem Shmech. Kodesh Baruch will call out your name. Haroa Shemen Zayis Becholom, if someone sees olive oil in a dream, Yitzap elema or Torah, he should expect to see the light of Torah. Shene emar v'yikhu elecha shemen zayis zoch. Haroa tmarin b'cholom, if someone sees dates in a dream, tamu avonosa, that is a sign that his sins have ceased to exist. Shene emar tam avonech bas tzion. Omer Rav Yosef, haroa eiz b'cholom, if someone sees a goat in a dream, shana misbarech eslo, this is a sign that his year is going to be blessed. Izim, if a person sees goats, plural, shonem ispar choslo, that he will have blessed year. Shne emar, say quotes over here now, the pasuk from Mishlei, v'dei chalev izim, lelach mecha lelechem, beisecha v'chaim lina orosecha. Fine. Haroa hadas b'cholom, if someone sees a myrtle branch, a hadas, in his dream, nechasav matzlichin, that is a sign that his property, right, nechas matzlichin, literally his property will be successful, which means his business will be successful. V'im elo nechasim, and if he doesn't have property, so then Yerusha nofelas l'mimakom acher, it's a sign that he's going to have an inheritance. Amr ula v'amilav masni satana, v'hu d'chaza b'kanayhu, and this is only true if what? If you saw it b'kanayhu, so take a look at Rashi for just a moment, Rabbi Osai. So Rashi points out b'kanayhu, al kanas bim koma mechubar. This is only true if you saw the myrtle branch growing from the ground. That's when it's a sign of bracha. Okay. Haroa esrog. This is nice. Yonai deyoma. Someone sees an esrog in his dream. Hodr hu lifnei kono. It's a sign that he is considered to be beautiful in front of his creator. Shene emar pri eitz hadar. Kapos tomorrow. Haroa lulav b'cholom. If someone sees a lulav in his dream. Ein lo ela leiv echad la'aviv sheba shamayim. That is a sign that he only has one heart that is devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haroa avaz b'chalom, if someone sees a goose in a dream, yitzapel chachma, he should go ahead and expect wisdom. Shene emar, chachmos b'chutz tarona. So just like the goose calls out, chachmos b'chutz tarona means literally the wisdom will call out on the outside. It's just like the goose, what does the goose do? Quacks? No, quacks? What? Hunks. Okay. Right, makes noise. So the idea is that just like the goose goes ahead and makes noise, right, hunks, so too again, a person should wait for chachma that they're going to be able to share with those around them. V'habo aleha, and if one has relations with the goose, then have Rosh Yeshiva. That's a sign that the person is going to be a Rosh Yeshiva. The idea is that that connection with this thing that's supposed to represent wisdom, represents the idea that person is mechuber to the wisdom, which ultimately means that the person will become of great stature. Amar Rav Ashi, ani re'isei, I saw the goose in my dream, ubasi aleha, and in my dream I had relations with it, v'salikis l'gdula, and I rose to greatness. Haroa tanagol b'chalom, if someone sees a chicken, or a rooster, in their dream, then yitzapel ben zachar, a person should, that's a sign that a person is going to have a son. Tarnagolin, if a person sees many roosters, then yitzapel lebonim zuchorim, it's a sign of many sons. Tarnagolas, if a person sees a female rooster, is that a chicken, a hen, a chicken, okay. If someone sees right, a chicken, then yitzape litarbitza noe, right, vigila. So look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says tarbitza is, excuse me, tarbitza, Rashi says, is a gino. That's a sign that a person is going to have a beautiful garden, right? Or Rashi points out also, inami beis hamedrash, or it could also mean a beis medrash. The point is that a person is going to find themselves in surroundings that make them very happy. Vigila, and ultimately it will give a person joy. Haroeh beitz in b'chalom, if someone sees eggs in a dream, so the Gemara says, Tuluya bakashaso. So if you see eggs, it means that a request that you asked for is being considered. Meaning just like the egg is the unhatched potential, we don't know what's going to happen with it. So too, if you see eggs, unhatched eggs, it's a sign that whatever you ask for is being considered by the Ribon Lashalom. Nishtabru, but if in your dream the eggs break, then naas is bakashaso. Then that's a sign that your request has been answered. Naas is bakashaso. V'chin egozin, v'chin kishuim. This is true with nuts. It's true with cucumbers. V'chin kol kli zechuchis. And it's true with all glass items. V'chin kol hanishborim ke'elu. And anything that's broken. So apparently, what the Gemara is saying over here, and the only thing that doesn't seem to fit into this is the cucumber. But the idea that the Gemara is saying is, anything ultimately that's breakable, when you see that in a dream, that's symbolic of the fact, if it's whole, that's symbolic of the fact that your request is being processed, so to speak. If it breaks, that's a sign that your request is going to be fulfilled. Hanichnas lekrach, if someone in their dream sees themselves entering into a city, na'aselo chafeta, that's a sign that your needs are going to be taken care of. Shneemar, because the pasuk says, quotes over here now, the pasuk from Tehillim, v'yismichu b'chalak yishtok v'yanchim el mechoz cheftzam. Fine. Hamegaleach rosho b'chalom. If somebody cuts his, literally means shaves his head, right? Shaves his head or cuts his hair in a dream, then simin yofe lo. That's a sign of bracha. It's a sign that things are going to work out. Rosho v'zikno, right? But if in the dream he has a shaving of his head and of his beard, lo ulechol mishfachto. That's a sign of blessing for him and for his entire family. Hayoshev ba'ariva kitano, shem tov yotzilo. Ba'ariva gidola, lo ulechol mishfachto. Similarly, if you have a dream that you're sitting in a boat, so if it's just you, that is a sign of bracha for you. If ultimately it's for you, if it's a large boat, that's a simon for you and for your entire family. Vahani mili de medaye deluye. And that's only true if what Rashi says, de medaye deluye sheholechas begova shalyam. Essentially, it's only true if the boat's not sinking. If the boat's sinking, that's not good. But assuming that your boat is riding on the top of the waves, that's a sign of bracha. Hanifne becholam. If somebody relieves themselves in a dream, meaning a person has a dream, and in the dream they see themselves relieving themselves, then simin yofelo. This is a good simin. Now Rashi points out over something interesting. Rashi says, "Tanifne simin hu shesirchono uginuso nifrash v'yotze me'alav." The idea. Now this is interesting. Some of these symbolism is a little bit more readily understood. So the idea is when a person relieves themselves, Rashi says it means that they are removing from themselves any type of degradation or potential humiliation. So you are ridding yourself of waste, of negative things. So when you see this, that's a sign that good things are going to happen. Shneemar, because when over here now the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Yeshaya, Miher Soel Lihi Paseach, Vahani Mili Delo Kanach. But that's only true if in your dream you did not wipe yourself. Rashi points out over here, Shelohimis Yada, because apparently the idea of wiping yourself would be an idea of soiling oneself. So soiling oneself, the Gemara says, is not a simen shel bracha. Ha'ole legag b'chalom, if someone goes up to a roof in their dream, ole legdula, it's a sign that they're going to ascend to greatness. Yorad, if they come down from the roof in a dream, yored migdula, so that is a sign ultimately that they are going to descend from their greatness. Abaye v'rava d'armi tarbaye, Abaye and Rava both say, Kevan sha'ala, Allah. Once you go up, you go up. You're not coming down. So the Gemara says, Hakorei begad lebechalom. If somebody goes ahead and rips his clothing in a dream, Korim lo gizardino. That's a sign that they ripped up his decree in Shamayim. Ha'omeit arum bechalom. If somebody stands without clothing in their dream, then the Gemara is actually interesting. It depends where you have the dream. Bebavel omeit belochet. In Bavel, it means that you mean when you're without clothing. That's symbolic of without sin. Beretz Yisrael Arum below mitzvos. In Eretz Yisrael, it's symbolic of the fact that you are without mitzvos. Hanitpas l'siragiot. If in your dream you are captured by a siragiot, Rashi points out over a siragiot, shomrim os, well, a siragiot is an officer, right? If you are literally a Roman officer. If in your dream you are captured by a Roman officer, what is that a sign? Shmira naasislo, right? That's a sign. That's a sign that heaven is going to give you protection. Nasnuhu bekolar. If in your dream the officer puts you in chains, hosifu lo shmira al shmiraso. That's a sign that you're going to be guarded even more. Vahani midi bekolar. But that's only true if it was chains. Aval chevla ba'alma lo. But if in your dream you just saw a rope, then that does not show that you are going to be protected. The idea, Rashi points this out, that apparently being captured by the Roman officer and being put in jail, right, in your dream is symbolic of the fact that you're going to be out of harm's way. Okay? Hanichnas la'agam b'cholam, if somebody enters into a marsh or a swamp in their dream, na'aser Rashi Shiva. Right? That's suddenly going to be a Rashi Shiva. Rashi points out over here, the logic behind that is that when you go into the swamp or the marsh, there are reeds of different sizes. The idea is that you're going to be a leader of many different types of people, which was the Rashi Shiva. Le'yar, if you go into a forest, if you're in your dream, na'aseh l'rosh l'bnei kala. It means that you're going to become the head of the kala. The kala, I will say, was a smaller group of students that after the Rashi Shiva would give the shir, so the kala would review, like a chabura. So you're not going to be Rashi, you're going to be a rosh chabura. Rav Papa of Rav Huna Breid Rav Yoshua Chazuchama. Rav Papa of Rav Huna Breid Rav Yoshua had a dream. Rav Papa da'ay la'agma na'asa Rosh Hashiva. Rav Papa who went into the swamp became a Rosh Hashiva. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yoshua da'ay liyar na'asa Rosh l'bnei kala. And Rav Yoshua, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yoshua who went into the forest, he became the Rosh Kala. Ika da'ami karvayu la'agma ayli. The others say that no, they both had a dream that they entered into the swamp. El Rav Papa de Tali Tavla Naaser Rosh Hashiva. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yoshua de Lo Tali Tavla Naaser Rosh Lebnei Kala. So look at Rashi. Rashi says Tali Tavla Nira Lo Shahaya Zug VaAnval Tali Bitzavaro UMashmiya Kol. So apparently Rav Papa, who in his dream had a bell around his neck, became Rosh Hashiva. And Rav Huna, who did not have the bell, did not become Rosh Hashiva. Rashi points out that the bell obviously makes noise, symbolizing the fact that the one who was wearing the bell, his words would be heard near and far. So that's what Rav Papa became the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Huna became the head of the Kala. Amar Rav Ashi, Ana Eilis La'agma, I went into the marsh, into the swamp, Vitalai Tavla, and I had the bell around my neck. And what happened? The Navchi ba Nivuche. Rashi says Navchi ba Nivuche, Kishkashti ba Bekol. And I rang the bell with a lot of noise. Tani Tana Kamed Ranachna Bar Yitzchok. Hamakis Dan Bechalam, if one does bloodletting, one lets blood in their dream, Avonosa Mechulunlo, his sins will be forgiven. Vahatanya Avonosa of Sidurunlo. Aye, but elsewhere we learned that his sins are arranged for him, which would seem to be point to a vision of a fault of iniquity. My sidurin, what does it mean they're arranged? Sidurin limochel. They're arranged to be forgiven. Tani tana kamei de Rav Sheshes. Haro enachash b'chalom. It's very interesting. If someone sees a snake in their dream, then what? Parnasasa mizumeneslo. That shows that their parnasa is going to work out well. What's the chav, Rav Osei? Remember, the nachash never has a problem of parnasa. Right? That wherever he goes, he's able to find something to eat. So one sees a snake in their dream, that's a sign that Parnassus is going to be okay. So the Gemara says, Nashchu, if you're bitten by the snake in your dream, Nichpalulo, right, then it shows your Parnassus is going to be even better. Hargo, but if the snake kills you in the dream, of the Parnassaso, that's a sign that you will lose your Parnassus. Armri Le Rav Sheshes, Kol Shekin, Shenichpala Parnassaso. So Sheshes says, not true. If the snake kills you, then even more so, what? It's a sign that your Parnassus is going to be great. So the Gemara says something very interesting. Velohi, what Rav Sheshes just said is not true. Rav Sheshes hu dechaza chivya bechalme vekatle. You know what happened? Rav Sheshes actually saw a snake in a dream and it killed him. So what was Rav Sheshes trying to do? Rav Sheshes was trying to go ahead and put a positive spin on his own dream, which of course, based on what we learned yesterday, there's some merit to that, right? Hakol holich. And everything goes after how you interpret it. So Rav Sheshes is trying to go ahead and give a positive.
He killed the snake.
I'm sorry?
He killed the snake.
He killed the snake. Did I say snake kills him? I'm sorry. He kills the snake. Rashi points out over here. Rashi says, Hargul, the Nachash. Right, thank you. Right, he killed the snake. I'm sorry if I said it the opposite. I apologize. See, he kills the snake. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Sheshis was just going ahead and making that up because he had this dream. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Mine Mashkin Yafin Lechalom. All types, I mean, if you see any type of drinks or liquids in your dream, that's a good sign. Chutz Mina Yayin. Except for wine. Yesh Shoseu Betoblo. There are times where if you see yourself drinking wine in a dream, it's good, and there are times where it's not so good. So the Gemara says, there are times that when you drink it, it's good, because it says that wine will make the heart of man happy. There are the other times where if you drink it, it's not good. Give is actually from Mishlei. Give shechar means an intoxicant. Give wine to the one ultimately who is lost. This idea being that wine is sometimes also used to blunt the effects of suffering. Right. So the Gemara says, Amrali Rabbi Yochanan l'tana tani tamid chacham li olam tovlo. So if he's a tamid chacham and he sees wine, it's always a good sign. Shene emar lechu lachmu b'lachmi v'shasu b'yein masachti. Amr Rabbi Yochanan hishkim v'nafa pasuk l'sof piv. If a person woke up in the morning and they had a pasuk in their mouth, right? They woke up in the morning and there was a pasuk on their lips. So the Gemara says hari ze nevua kitano. That is a small form of prophecy. Tanur Rabbanan, we saw that yesterday as well. Tanur Rabbanan, Shlosha Melochim Heim. There are three kings that if you see them in a dream, they represent different things. Haroe David Becholim, if someone sees David HaMelech in his dream, Yitzak Lechasidus, a person should await piety, meaning that a person is going to become pious. Shlomo, if a person sees Shlomo in his dream, Yitzak Lechachma, a person should know they're going to become wise. Achav, if a person sees Achav in their dream, Rabbi will say Achav was very, very, very evil king. He was the king during the time of Eliyahu HaNavi. That's when the terrible drought was. He was a terrible Oved Avodah Zarah who worshipped Avodah Zarah into all reaches of the Jewish kingdom. So if someone sees Achav in their dream, Yidad Mina Paranos, a person has to worry about the divine retribution. Gimel Neviim Heim, there are three prophets whom one could see in a dream. Haroa Sefer Melach. Haroa Sefer Melachim. Now, this is not talking about people. This is talking about actual books of the Navi. So, Haroa Sefer Melachim. If someone sees the book of Melachim in their dream, Yitzapel L'Gedula, a person should wait for greatness. Yecheskel, Yitzapel L'Chachma, a person should wait for wisdom. Yeshayo, right? Yitzapel L'Nechama, a person should wait for consolation. Yirmiya, Yidag Minaparanos. If you see Sefer Yirmiya, which of course has all of the nevuos about destruction, person should worry about punishment. Shlosha ksuvim gedolim. There are three major books of ksuvim that you could see in a dream. Haroa Tehillim, if a person sees Sefer Tehillim, Yitzapel lechasidus, a person should await a piety. Chasidus Mishlei, Yitzapel lechachma, Sefer Mishlei, wait for wisdom. Iov, Yidod minaparonus, person should expect suffering. Shlosha ksuvim kitanim heim. There are three more minor books of the prophets where a person can see them in a dream. They also have a meaning. Haroa shir hashirim b'chalim yitzap lechasidus. If someone sees shir hashirim, he should await chasidus, piety. Kial koheles yitzap lechachma. Kinos yidog mina paronos. If he sees kinos, he should worry about suffering. Haroa megilas Esther. If someone sees megilas Esther in his dream, neis naaselo, that's a sign that a miracle is going to happen for him. Shlosha chachamim heim. There are three different chachamim that you could see in a dream. And who are they? Haroa Rebbe b'chalom. If someone sees Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi in a dream, and I guess we'll say the underlying assumption is, you know who you're seeing. I guess, you know, when you see it in the dream, you know who it is. If you see Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi in your dream, then yitzap el-chachma, a person should await wisdom. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, yitzap el-ashirus, a person should await wealth. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Also, I just say, Rabbi Elazar ben Azar, you know, we learned about him in the beginning of Brachos. He was the one, Rabbi Gamliel was deposed from the Sanhedrin, right? And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was asked to take over. Interestingly enough, why was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Remember, so if we actually, I mentioned it over on Shabbos Shuvah, that when he went to his wife to ask him whether or not he should take the position, so she said to him, don't do it. She said to him, don't do it, because anyway, they depose Rabbi Gamliel, they're going to depose you. So he gives a whole beautiful, but one of the, he gives a whole beautiful answer. But one of the reasons he felt confident in taking the job was very, very profound. He didn't need a paycheck from them. He was financially independent. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah himself was independently wealthy. So he thought, you know, there's a lot of liberty that comes by not being financially dependent on the people you serve. So that's what Rabbi Elazar says, that the Gemara says over here, that if you see, it's interesting, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was also Talmid Chacham. He was 18 years old when he was made the head of the Rosh Yeshiva. So, but amazingly enough, what stood out about him was his financial independence. So a person sees Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yitzapel Ashirus. He should wait. He should know that wealth is going to come. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, if a person sees Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Yidag min HaParonos. So Rabbi Elazar is actually very apropos as well. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha is Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, right, who we read about just yesterday in Ela Eskira. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha is the second of the 10 martyrs. First, as Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Nasi, and then Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was the Kohen Gadol. But Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was killed by the Romans, and his children also died in Roman captivity. So if you see Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, person has to worry about divine retribution. Shlosha Talmidei Chachamim Heim. There are three great Torah scholars that you can see in your dreams. Haroah ben Azai b'cholim yitzap lechasidus. If someone sees ben Azai, he should await piety. Ben Zoma yitzap lechachma. Ben Zoma, he should await wisdom. Acher yidag min haparonos. If you see Elisha ben Avuya, right? If you, Acher, remember, was the great Torah sage who became. It's hard to say he didn't really become an atheist because he really did believe the entire time, but he went severely off the derech. So, if someone sees Acher, a person should worry about Paronos, divine retribution. Kol minei chayos yafos l'cholom. Or if you see all different types of animals are positive omens in a dream. Chutz, with the exception of min apil, an elephant. Kof. Kof is a monkey, and kiput translates as a marten, M-A-R-T-E-N, which is in the weasel family, okay? V'ha'omer mar, haroi apil b'cholom pelenaselo. But one second, we learned before, actually yesterday's daf, that if you go ahead and you see an elephant in your dream, that's a good omen. Elephant is a good omen. So Gemara says, lo kashya. Ha demasreik, ha delo masarik. One is where the elephant is wearing a saddle, which means the elephant is under control. And the other is where the elephant is unsaddled, in which case it's free to do damage. Kol mine matachos yafin lecholom. All different types of metals are good omens in a dream. Chutz, with the exception of amar is a hole. Pesel, which is like a type of digging instrument, and kardom, an axe. Vahani mili, and this is all true, dechazinhu bekataihu, that you saw them in their handles. Kol mine peros, yafan lecholom, all different types of fruits are good omens in a dream. Chutz, with the exception of, chutz mipage tamra, unripe dates. Kol mine yirakos yafan lecholom, all different types of vegetables are good omens in a dream. Chutz mirashe liftos, except with the heads of turnips. V'ha amarav lo i tori ad dechazoi rashi liftos. You will not become rich until you have a vision of the heads of turnips. Ki chaza bekanaihu chaza. When you saw it ultimately bekanai. Rashi points out over here bekanaihu b'mechuber. Avabitolush simenhu lemakos. That, remember, we saw this yesterday, Bosai, that seeing the turnips by themselves represents the clubs, getting hit with the clubs. So apparently, if you see the turnips attached to the ground, that's a sign for wealth. If you see them detached, that's a sign you're going to get beat up. So the Gemara says the following. Seeing all different types of colors in a dream is a good omen. Chutz mina tcheles, with the exception of tcheles. Interesting. Rashi says, yoroku umisha panav yorukim cholum. Now, I also want to point out something very interesting. We often assume that tcheles means blue. But interestingly enough, the Gemara also uses tcheles to be a greenish type of color. So the idea is, if you see this color green in the dream, it's a sign of sickness. Kol mine ofos yafin lecholom, all birds are good omens in a dream, except the Gemara gives three birds which Rashi doesn't translate. Chutz, min karya, kafufa, vikur faroi. Okay. Gimel mechnasin laguf, ve'en aguf ne'ene mehen. There are three things that enter the body, but the body doesn't really have that benefits from it. What are they? Good gadonios, which is not good gadonios, are cherries. Rashi says, kafnios, take a look at Rashi, kafnios min timarim roim, a type of bad date, upage tamra, and undeveloped dates. So these enter into the body, but the body has no benefits from them. Shlosha ein nichnasin laguf, v'haguf ne'ene mehen. There are three things that do not enter into the body, but yet the body benefits from them. What are they? Eluhein, rechitza, washing, sicha, anointing oneself, tashmish, and marital relations. Shloshin me'ena olam haba. There are three things that are as pleasurable as the world to come. And what are they? Eluhein, Shabbos, I'm sorry, I lost the place over here. Shabbos, Shemesh, right? Shemesh literally means, Rashi says, Chamazorachos, a shining sun, just being in the sunlight, Vitashmish, and relations. Tashmish demai. See, I translated it for you the way the conclusion says, Tashmish literally just means usage. What is that usage of what? Ilema Tashmish Hamita. If you're going to say, Narbosai, remember, literally, Tashmish Hamita means usage of the bed, which is a euphemism for relations. So the Gemara says, really, is that true? Ha machish kochish. The issue with Tashmish Hamita of relations is that relations weakens a person afterwards. Ela tashmish nikovim. Right, the Gemara says, maybe tashmish means ultimately relieving oneself. Now, although the Gemara seems to end off with this, the Rishon, the Gemara Shon, others understand that the tashmish the Gemara is really referring to over here actually refers to marital relations. Shlosha mashivin da'ato shel adam. There are three things that restore, almost like a person's internal equilibrium. Three things that make a person feel better. And what are they? Eluhein, kol, umare, vereach. So, interestingly enough, if you look at this, so Rashi points out over here, kol mareach. Kol means a pleasant sound. Mara means a pleasant sight. Reach means a pleasant smell. So these are three things that make a person feel good. Mashivin dato sh'adam. They could put a person back in a good place. Shlosha marchivin dato sh'adam. There are three things that ultimately expand the das of a person. What does that mean? That give a person yishuv das. Give a person a certain amount of inner quietude. And what are they? Elohein, dirana, a nice home. Isha na'a, a beautiful wife, v'kelim na'im, and beautiful utensils. So these are things, they're not necessities in life, but if you have them, they make life more pleasant. Chamisha, echad mishishim. There are five things that are 1/60th of something else. So what is that? Eluhein. Eish, dvash, shabbos, shina. Fire, honey, shabbos, sleep, v'cholom, and a dream. Eish, a fire, is echad mishishim legehenim. A fire is 1/60th of gehenim. Divash, echad mishishim leman. Honey is 1/60th the sweetness of man. Shabbos, echad mishishim leolam haba. Shabbos is 1/60th of olam haba. Shina, echad mishishim lemisa. Sleep is 1/60th of death. Cholom, echad mishishim lenevuah. And the dream is 1/60th of nevuah. Shisha dvarim simin yafa lecholam. There are six things that are considered to be a good sign for someone who's sick, right? Meaning a sign of that one's vitality is being restored. Eloin, and these are they. Itush, sneezing. Zeya, sweating. Shulshul. Shulshul literally means like diarrhea, right? A constant relieving oneself. Keri, seminal emission. Shena, sleep. V'chalom, and a dream. Itush, dichsiv. Atishosav, ta'or. Zeya dichsiv bezeya sapecha tocha lechem shilshul dichsiv maritzoli pasech v'lo yamos l'shachis keri dichsiv yira zera yarech yamim shena dichsiv yashanti az yanuach Cholom dechsiva tachlameini vehechieini. All right, so the point is, the Gemara is just making the point that each of these things, the psukim allude to the fact that each of these things represent some level of vitality. Shisha dvar merapin es achola mechalyo, verufuoso refua. There are six things that heal a person from his sickness, and the healing endures. And what are they? Eluhein, kruv. So kruv is cabbage. Tradin, beets. Sisin. Sisin, interestingly, we had this before, which translates as pennyroyal, which is a type of herb. Dry pennyroyal. Vikeva, and the stomach of an animal. Heres, the womb of an animal. Vioseres hakoved, and the diaphragm of an animal. That if a person goes ahead and has these things, it provides a refuah. Vish omrim, and others say, Af dogim kitanim, even small fish. Velo od elo shik dogim kitanim mafrin umavrin kol gufo shel adam. But not only that, but little fish have the ability to truly restore the health, and not only health, but they increase the vitality that a person is able to go ahead and reproduce. The Gemara says, Asar dvarim, machzirin esachol lechalyo, lechalyo kasha. There are 10 things that go ahead and will put a person back in a state of sickness, and when he becomes sick again, the sickness will become even more intense. And these are the things. Elohein, ha'ochel basar shor, if someone goes in and eats the meat of an ox, basar shamin, fatty meat, basar tzli, roasted meat, basar tziporim, poultry, beitza tzluya, roasted egg, taglachas, cutting or shaving, ushecholim, it's interesting enough, shcholim is cress, okay? V'hacholov, v'hagvina, eating meat, eating milk, or eating cheese, v'hamerchatz, or going to the bathhouse, v'yesh omrim af egozim, others say even nuts, v'yesh omrim af kishuim, and others say cucumbers as well. Tani Rabbi Yishua, lama nikra shuman kishuim, why are cucumbers called kishuim? Mipnei shein kashim l'guf kecharavos, because cucumbers are as difficult for the body as swords. Ini, is that true? But the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem la shnei goyim bevitneich." When Rivka Imenu was pregnant, right, and she didn't know. Vayisrotzus abanim ikir, but the children are struggling. She doesn't know what's going on. She goes to seek out Shem and Aver, and they tell her, "Do not worry. Two great nations are in your womb." So the Gemara says, "Al tikri goyim elegeim." Don't read it as goyim, but rather read it as geim. Geim means literally proud ones. Proud ones. So there are two great. There are two great people. Two great nations. There will be two. There will be two great nations from whom will issue forth two great men. And who were they? V'amar Rav, Elu Antoninos v'Rebbe. This is the first Antoninos and Rebbe. Shelo pasak mishulchanim lo tzmon v'lo chazer z'lo kishuin. Lo b'imosachav lo imosagishamim. This is the first to Rebbe and Antoninos. Two great men from whom their table, right, never stopped radishes, chazeres, kishuin, cucumbers, not in the winter, not in the summer. So what do you see from here? You see from here that cucumbers are a sign of blessing, to which the Gemara says, so which one is it? Is it problematic or not? The Gemara says, not a kasha. Habarever vi habizutri. It depends on the cucumber. Big cucumbers apparently are good. Little cucumbers, which I guess are pickles, right? Little cucumbers are detrimental. Tan Rabbanan, meis babayis, shalom babayis. If one sees a dream, and in the dream there's a corpse in the house, that's a sign of peace in the house. The idea that a person who's dead is at peace, that's a sign of peace. Acho v'shasa babayis, simin yofet labayis. Right? If the corpse is eating and drinking in the house, that's a good simen. Notel kelim in abayis, but if the corpse takes things out from the bayis, simen rol abayis, that's a bad omen for the home. The idea is that the mace is taking something with them, which means that death is going to claim something else. Tirgim Rapapa, Rapapa qualifies this, and he says, b'masana v'sandolo. Interestingly enough, that only refers to a sandal or a shoe. Meaning if the mace takes a sandal or a shoe outside of the house, that's a sign that someone else is going to be joining him on that journey of death. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbah Masan da sandala, kol deshaka shchava male. Anything that a dead person takes out of the house in a dream is okay. Bar mimasana v'sandala, except for a shoe or a sandal. Kol diyohiv shechva, similarly anything that a mace puts into the house or brings with him is okay. Bar me'afra v'chardola, with the exception of dirt and mustard seed. The idea is, both even when the mustard seed is ground up, also has a resemblance to dirt. So the idea is that if the mace were to go ahead and bring these things in, it's symbolic of the fact that someone else is going to be buried as well. All right, we'll stop over. We'll pick up right here tomorrow in Mir Tzashem.